Adam Maguire has the business news now.
Thanks, Maggie. Both the European Central Bank and the Bank of England are making their last rates decisions of the year this afternoon. And as has been the case for some time now, both are on very different points in their rate setting cycle. The ECB expected to hold steady, the Bank of England expected to cut. But really what's of most interest here is the picture they set for the year ahead. To help get through this, we're joined in studio by Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte Ireland. Sorry to listeners for the spoiler, we won't be getting an ECB rate cut today. It's really though about what Christine Lagarde says after the decision is announced, what she says in her press conference after that.
Absolutely, no rate cut today. But in that piece, that forward-looking piece for next year, what's going to be most important is the updated forecast that they have, both for growth in the euro area next year and also for inflation. So previously they were expecting inflation to fall next year below that 2% level to 1.7%. Does that change today? If we see that growth forecast lower further, that potentially opens the door for us to move from a situation of hold or cut, which has been the path so far this year, into 2026 being about hold or rise interest rates, which is a change from what we've been used to.
And we have seen some kind of murmurings on this and some of the more hawkish members of the ECB suggesting we may be raising rates next year.
Yes, I would say it's with some of those more hawkish members, it's minimal at the moment. But we're into a situation where actually that mix or that play of the euro against the dollar next year is going to be really important for this inflation rate path. And will more members follow that? Mm-hmm. That's what we'll be looking to. But for today, look at those inflation forecasts. Have they changed? If they lower further, that may change their decision in 2026.
To the Bank of England, a rate cut expected there, as I say. Data yesterday showed inflation did ease in November at 3.2%. It's still well above what central banks like. So why are we seeing a rate cut today?
We're potentially seeing that rate cut today because inflation within the UK has now peaked, or so they're saying. It previously sat up at about 3.7, 3.8% only a month or 2 months ago. So seeing that downward momentum begin to come through the data is what may make them comfortable with reducing that rate cut. When we look to 2026 for the Bank of England, again, it's back to that piece of, does that inflation continue to fall further? But also, what is the growth path for the UK? Although it's not the key decision-making factor for the Bank of England, they need to see growth come through in the UK. We've seen two really difficult budgets focusing on reducing spending. Mm-hmm. But growth now has to come within the UK or they're in trouble.
To the US, the Fed has already made its cut this month. It signaled it might hold back for a bit now to kind of assess the impact. But really the story for the Fed next year is who's going to be in charge of it.
Yes, so Jerome Powell comes to the end of his term in May of 2026. And look, I won't speculate, it's a political decision as to who takes up that seat next. And it'll be interesting to see how the central bank in the US will be impacted by a new head of that Federal Reserve. And as an economist, I wouldn't like to be modelling that variable because it will be difficult.
Because Donald Trump has made clear he wants more rate cuts despite inflation being inflated there. If he puts his person in charge, will he get his way? It's not necessarily that simple, is it? It's not that predictable.
No, there's a lot of members within the council. The most recent dot plot, which you might ask, what is that? It is a survey of each member's expectation for where they see interest rates. And that most recent one from only 2 weeks ago showed that they're expecting one more rate cut next year. So the dot plot that we see in April and the following one in June will tell you if that expectation has changed or not.
Interesting year ahead. Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte Ireland. Thank you for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.